Hello everyone, how are you doing? Welcome to Off Track. For those who are tuning in for the first time and you're wondering what Off Track is all about, it's a chance for me to talk to you very openly. There's no script, it's fully improvised, and I talk to you about the previous episode, the guest, I spill some of the beans, and I open up to you about things that have happened to me or things that I really think about. It's a great thing for me to do because I genuinely am enjoying these sessions tremendously. For those who are coming back, and this is not their first Off Track episode, thank you so much for listening. I really, really do appreciate all the support. Right, what am I talking about today? I'm talking to you about John Sane and the world of the future, AI, and what that looks like. My goodness. I have to tell you, this is my favorite episode so far. I've done, I think, what, 50 odd episodes over the last year and a bit, and have to say I've enjoyed this conversation more than anything else. It's basically the reason why I kind of created the Inside Track in the first place, was to understand, to learn, to get to ask questions, to speak to experts, and just to be enthralled with what they have to say. So thank you, John, for coming on. It was truly a fantastic and amazing episode. For those who haven't listened and you do want to understand what the future potentially is going to look like, what is our role in it? You have to listen to this episode. If no other episode you can listen to as part of season three, listen to this one. Typically, when it comes to futurists, because John Sane is a futurist, I'm a bit skeptical of these guys because they can basically say what they want and kind of get away with it. They've got this huge kind of get out of jail card where they'll make this big, bold prediction, and then no one's really going to call them out about it sort of 10, 15 years later. And if they did, they'll always find some sort of way to kind of get out of it or find the truth in what they originally said and blah, 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 blah. So I've always been a bit skeptical. So when I was doing my research about John, a couple of things really sort of came to mind. First of all, his intelligence is undeniable, but he's got an amazing gift for communication. And I think combine those both and it's phenomenal. And look, in the episode, he came up with some big stuff. He was basically saying, I mean, amongst many things, and these are the things I'm going to talk to you about today. He was talking about that the future is going to see us increasingly be moving away from big corporations, the big, blue chip type companies. These big organizations are actually starting to implode. He's saying we're seeing the implosion of systems, of structures, and they sort of went into each and every different type of industry. And he made some pretty bold statements. He said that basically in the next 2 to 3 years, you're going to see industries like accountancy, because of AI, basically crumble. You're going to see industries like consultants and consultancies basically crumble. And you're going to see, even the law system, lawyers potentially crumble for the simple reason is AI is basically built to ingest huge amounts of data. And those businesses, typically speaking, are relying purely, first and foremost, on data. He was basically saying that, you look at the McKinseys of the world, the PwCs of this world, whether you agree or not, he was basically saying ChatGPT can write a better marketing strategy or business strategy than any consultancy out there, and it can do it in seconds, and it can do it for obviously for zero cost. So it was really, really eye-opening when he was talking to me about the sort of the end of the Industrial Revolution, where we're sort of 80-year period or so of being able to sort of phase out of this Industrial Revolution and step into a brand new type of world. It says in the past, these big blue chip companies were absolutely perfect for these industrial, sort of, epochs or eras. But now we're moving increasingly into the world of the individual and away from the world of the corporate. And that in order for us to be successful going forward, it's about the mindset, and we need a really adventurous mindset. Typically, the things that stop most of us from doing anything is this sort of fear, the fear of change. We all have this sort of level of unfamiliarity when it comes to doing something a little bit different. And he sort of talked about the obsession. I hope I get this right, the obsession with certainty, but also the obsession with having anxiety in order to get certainty. He was saying basically our brains are operating using a high beta brain wave where we're constantly in the state of anxiety trying to chase certainty because we all sort of grew up in an educational system and we were forced to basically have certainty on everything that we were doing. You'd have coursework, you'd have tests, you'd get results, you'd know exactly what you need to do to graduate. You then move up and then you progress into university and so on and so forth. So, you know, and then we sort of get into the world of working. And again, we're obsessed with having the certainty of an income and making sure that we're able to provide. And, you know, we're stressing about the next job promotion, the, you know, our growth and all that kind of stuff. So we're constantly in the state of high anxiety. And it was really, really interesting because he was taking a very different type of approach to the type of conversation I thought we were going to have. When I was thinking about what the future is going to look like, I mean, I'm expecting him to talk like Star Trek level stuff, you know, but it was more about, you know, focusing on sort of the human mindset. And, you know, he said something really interesting was you can only really change when you relax, when you're at your sort of most relaxed state. So almost moving from that high beta brainwave into what he calls an alpha brainwave. And he sort of gave the analogy when, you know, when you go on holiday and you're, you know, you come back and you're feeling really refreshed, you feel really relaxed, and, you know, you start to make some decisions at work. If you are working in the corporate world, to, you know, it's very, very easy for you to make those decisions because your mental state is in quite a relaxed sort of stasis, if you like. So he was basically saying when you're most anxious or most stressed, to see opportunities, to take decisions, to make informed choices is much, much harder. So it's really, really important that we sort of move into this sort of alpha brainwave kind of mentality of trying to not over rev our engine. And you compare this sort of almost to a car where, you know, a car will have like 5,000-6,000 revs. That's the level of high level of state of anxiety. But if you can bring that down to sort of 3,000 revs, you're kind of cruising. And you're saying in order for us to be successful in the future, we need to get into that cruising state. That's where the opportunity is. That's where, you know, hyper abundance is. And that's sort of really resonated with me. And I've taken that with my own, from my own perspective. When I was working, I was working nonstop for weeks on end. Occasionally I'd work weekends and quite late nights, and I would be such a terrible version of myself that, you know, everything would take longer. I wasn't able to, you know, to be able to deliver work as effectively or efficiently as I would want to, because I'm in sort of mental lethargic state and I'm constantly panicking. And it's almost the same thing also if you give the analogy of, you know, when you want to, you've got a flight to catch and it's the next morning and you're really worried about about missing your flight. So you set like three different alarms. And despite you having all those alarms and those securities, you still end up not sleeping particularly well. You start thinking, oh my God, I've only got 6 hours left or 5 hours left before I have to wake up. And all of a sudden, this high state of anxiety is stopping you from being able to relax, being able to switch off and to enjoy life. And if you're always in this hyper state of anxiety, then what the hell are we doing, man? We're literally allowing our life to be dictated by other events, other people, other circumstances outside of our own control. In an unrelated topic, it is related. I was at a training course a few years ago, and I had someone came in, and she was talking to me about the difference between stress and pressure. And it's quite an interesting one because everyone always sort of interchanges both those two words at the same time, but they are fundamentally very different. Stress is basically when you are not in control of the outcome of any event. Pressure is you are in control of the outcome of the event. So for example, someone, your boss, gives you a piece of work to do, and you then take that same piece of work and you start working on it. That is a pressure situation you have to deliver for your boss. But imagine that same piece of work gets given to you by your boss. You hand that piece of work to one of your colleagues, to one of your, you know, subordinates, that they then have to work on your behalf. The minute you hand over that control, you're entering in the world of stress. And kind of, you know, got me thinking when it comes to John and the conversation that we had, is that the constant anxiety that we have is generally about things that we cannot control. You know, if we focus on what we actually did control, it would be a far happier world. We wouldn't be constantly having this mental turmoil in our heads. And he's saying that's basically the biggest blocker for all of us, for all of our growth. And that's what's stopping us entering into a world of abundance, hyperabundance is what he said. He said, we're basically moving away from the Industrial Revolution now, and we're stepping into a brand new era of hyperabundance where everything can be achieved by the individual, provided they are in the right mental state in order to see those opportunities. Because he says, you know, when you're your absolute best, that's when you see opportunities. You go into any meeting, and I've seen this myself, when I'm in a super positive mood, I'm going in to pitch and, you know, trying to win a new piece of business, or I'm trying to, you know, impress someone, I tend to get better results when I'm in a great mood versus coming in lethargic, tired, and anxious. When you're your best self, that's when things tend to happen. So how do we continually get ourselves to be in the very, very best state? Now, when I asked John about this and said, you know, what is the world going to look like and what is the future currency? He basically said that the future currency of the world is going to be based on authenticity. It's going to be based on you being your absolute best self, and being creative in that space. Which again, he went on this bit of a rant about how he hates the education system because it conforms everyone to think the same and act the same. And it's literally the killer of authenticity. Education is the killer of authenticity, which was really interesting. Anyway, I digress. So he was basically saying that authenticity and creativity are going to be the main focal points for us as humans. It's going to be the main differentiator. AI is going to continue to do all the heavy lifting. Okay, they're going to be more efficient. They're already, the IQ is already smarter than us. It's going to double every 6 months. We're never going to be able to win the intellectual race. Okay, but what he says we are stepping into is into the world of emotion, the world of authenticity, the world of creativity. And that's going to be the new currency. But here's the trick. In order for us to be authentic, in order for us to be creative, the way in which we get and sort of have the highest energy that unlocks opportunities is that we need to look within and we need to heal all of our past traumas. He says all of our personalities, our current personalities, are based on the past or on previous traumas that we've had. And he was then talking about the importance of, you know, high emotional intelligence. If you're someone who gets triggered a lot by things, it means that you still have a lot of past traumas that you haven't yet overcome. But it also means that if it takes you a long time to overcome those triggers, you have low emotional intelligence. So he basically says the more you focus on yourself, the more you heal yourself, you heal those past traumas, the more you're able to then understand and see bigger opportunities and not to be triggered about things that are going to create this high level of anxiety, which was super interesting. And basically, we will be the ones who are taking control. And we will dictate how successful we are. And it's about investing in yourself, first and foremost. He was talking about, you know, how many billions are spent, you know, on things like, you know, people who want the cosmetics industry, right? Or people who want to improve their knowledge, or people who want to look better, feel better, who want to go to the gym, et cetera, et cetera. But how many of us, how much money is actually being spent on healing your own trauma inside? You know, and then he talked about different ways in which you can do that. You know, and I talked to him a lot about what I've been doing and as part of my past. And I've been doing, I'll speak very openly, did a lot of theta healing over the last sort of year and a half where, you know, I had a lot of traumas as a kid that I needed to really overcome. You know, I had issues relating to when I was growing up. I left home. I was 6 years old. I was in boarding school. You know, my parents didn't have much of a choice. They put me in boarding school, but that left a lot of trauma, that sense of abandonment. And, you know, I had to become very independent very quickly and grow up. But, you know, it took me a long time to help overcome that by doing things that were self-healing or speaking to others who are professionals who can help you with this. In my case, it was theta healing and it worked incredibly. That wasn't the only issue. I have a lot of issues, you know, and I don't mind saying, but what I've seen firsthand is that, you know, I'm now far less triggered than I once was, and I'm able to recover far quicker because my emotional intelligence is now higher, which is now allowing me to do more and more things that I like without having to worry, be anxious about what other people think or what's happening outside of my own personal control. So that's really the message. It's about, you know, you can be your highest self. You can achieve anything you want. You can step into this world of hyperabundance. You don't need to be anxious about AI. In fact, AI is going to make us more human than ever before. It's going to force us becoming more human than ever before because we have to look inside and we have to discover our real, our true, authentic self and then unlock that creativity within. And that's how you're going to be successful. And that's what the new world is going to look like. So it was an unbelievable, eye-opening episode. I learned tons in the conversation. I've actually watched it twice. And I think my own learning from all of this is that it sounds like a lot of mumbo jumbo when people say, you know, fix yourself before you do anything else, or, you know, look within. the reality is that the more and more I see it, I hear it, I'm starting to feel it. And it's actually my own truth. I'm seeing it firsthand that if you are able to really overcome your past traumas, the world is your oyster. And you have all the opportunities to be your highest self, your best self, to attract all kinds of opportunities. And no matter what happens in the future, if you focus on that, then you are set for an amazing life. And a life that's not filled with uncertainty and anxiety. And actually, you will start to embrace AI. So that's it. That's the episode. That's my learnings. Really looking forward to the next episode. It's a completely different type of conversation I'm having next week's episode. But funnily enough, we do talk a lot about mental health and overcoming some of the challenges that people do have when it comes to mental health. So really, really important topics. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Looking forward to speaking to you soon. And I wish you a very, very productive, very happy, and very mentally relaxing week. See you soon.